What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Well, the Colorado Bears, my man, Steve Smiley. Steve, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Boss Man, man, good to see you. Good to see you. Things are good. We're, you know, we just started an official practice on Monday like every other team in the country. So things are good. You know, the voice is probably a little raspy. You know, you're trying to, get it moving in practice. So it hasn't quite fully acclimated to these longer practices, but we're getting there. So things are good, man.
No, man, I can't believe it's already in your fifth season, man. We first talked when we got hired in 2020. We first talked and now it's year five, man.
Hey, it's year five. That was during COVID. The Zoom thing that we're doing, it was just starting to happen. It's still around. And, for me, I mean, it's year five as a head coach, but then I had those 4 years here at Northern Colorado before then with Coach Linder. And so it's really year nine at UNC and with this community. And so it's starting to kind of reflect and look back. And it's been a big piece of, our family's life and our kids, growing up in this town and this community. So it's been great, man. But, yeah, it's year five, and here we are. It moves quick, right?
Yes, man. It's funny, man. Like I say, thinking about back, like, man, from 2020 on the Zoom to now, like, it's crazy. Think about it, man. Crazy.
I probably didn't have glasses back then, man. Like Father Time gets all of us, right? But things change. You still got your glasses. Get your sunglasses on, though.
Oh man, look here. I took it all the time. So look, man, people are like, is that a stick? I said, no, it's not a stick. I have migraines, so it's best to be having my shades than when it's screened. And I'll be in the screen, like squinting the screen. So people are like, yeah, that's what you know. This is because I can't see and I got migraines.
Yep. Yeah, no,
I'm doing it for stick. No, I'm not.
No, my wife gets those really, really bad. Like, she's got the pre-meds and all that kind of stuff. So I get it, man. Those things are brutal.
No doubt, man. I must ask you, man, for you, man, with your guys, man, this summer, how's conditioning for your guys? We have an altitude for me. That's some great conditioning, man. I know it's like some people hate it, but it gets you in good shape. So how fun is it to get you guys out there conditioned for that come to play you guys, man? Deal with that aptitude. Yeah. You guys can just run guys out of the gym at home.
Yeah, it's a good question. We definitely play fast. You hear about it like with the Denver Nuggets, and you hear about it just in general, like the Denver Broncos got that 5280 on their helmets, and that's the mile high, right? So we're just about the same. I think we're like 5,100. It's the same thing. We're like 100 feet below Denver, but you're 5,000 feet in the sky. You should probably play fast and try to use it as the advantage. We got teams in our league, you know, Portland State, Sac State, teams like that, that they're at sea level. And so when they show up for 1 or 2 days, it's really hard to acclimate. So going back to your question, though, the summer was good. We try to get them going right away on the weights, some small workouts, conditioning. And then, you know, the phase that we're in now, we don't just like stop practicing condition a ton. We have winners and losers are always going to run. There's going to be some competition. But I think through the course of the 8 weeks in the summer and then the fall workouts, now official practice, that we are trying to get these guys in shape. And it's going pretty good right now. I feel pretty good about that phase.
No doubt, man. And just thankfully that we don't have to worry about the minimum magic date, October 15th. That was like when I was playing ball. The magic date. Thank God you can do it before that now with the summer workouts and the spring now, because especially in our whole world with the portal now, man, we got to have camaraderie. We got to have oneness, our brotherhood. So it's good to get the summertime for that, get developed guys, get them stronger. Also, build those bonds you need to get through adversity throughout the year.
It is a blessing having a summertime. What's happened is that, you know, with the portal, like we signed 9 new dudes in the spring and we had 7 returners back. So we had a good retention, but 9 new guys in the spring. So that summer's vital, like you said, for the, you know, camaraderie, and also just building your team, building your habits. The only downside to all this portal stuff is like, as a coach, there's no downtime, at least until you get through the summer phase. Cause now like May used to be kind of protected, but in May you're signing guys. And then once you sign guys, it's not over. The work's just begun. You have to get them into school. And so, like, all the little stuff, transcripts, immunizations, where are they living, all that different stuff, all that gets, you know, kind of compacted with a bunch of guys in a few weeks as opposed to months. So, yeah, it's chaotic. But, great summer for us. Feel good about it. And we're just moving forward.
Man, you got 6 freshmen, man. And talk about how cool it is to have 6 young guys on your roster that you can develop and coach and really immerse them in that know the Colorado way that you built out there, man, and having these young guys that actually be in that pipeline as your vets age out.
Yeah, and it's a good question, because we have no sophomores on the court. So we have 6 freshmen, but then we have 10 old guys, and all those old guys are either seniors or juniors. So I think for us, we still want to stay old. And having 10 old guys, that's been great. But then at the same point, a lot of our players have been able to move through freshman all the way through and become really good players for us. Now we have, you know, Zach Blocks in his 4th year, Langston Reynolds and Brock Wisney are in their 3rd years with the program. And so we always want to have that component of having some young guys that kind of move their way through. So, yeah, I mean, it's been fun to have those young guys. Their heads are spinning because the old guys – they've just been around Division I basketball a whole lot longer, and so they pick things up quicker. But that's what makes it fun. If you have 16 old guys, it's hard. And so having a few young guys that are just trying to figure it out, it's been really fun for us.
No doubt, man. And I was going to talk, I mentioned earlier about habits. They get to watch these older guys in the program, watch their habits, be consistent. Because I'm big on habits, Steve, as you know, man. I feel like your habits determine how you perform on that court. So knowing how to practice, knowing how to get up extra shots, knowing how to go to class the right way, work out the right way, eat the right way, all these little small details that affect winning, these old guys pass down these young guys by their habits.
Yeah, and that's right. We have, you know, having the 6 young guys, that only works for those guys if they have good role models.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're saying. So, like, on our team, I mean, we're telling our young guys, man, follow Jaron Riley. Follow Zach Block, follow Langston Reynolds, follow Brock Wisney. And we have other old guys that have great leadership, but they're new. But those 4 guys that have been in the program, they know kind of what our expectations are. It helps so much to have guys like that.
No doubt, man. What I like about your roster, man, it's very switchable. Like the height-wise, you can go 1 through 5, 1 through 4. So when you was building your roster, you just had that in mind of having guys who could play the ball screen covers the right way, be switchable with their length and with their height, because you can really blow out all the different coverages with the ball screen coverage with the guys, the height you have.
I think you're right. I think we have a lineup that we can go big, we can go small, we can go traditional. We have good size on our team, and I think that's right. And even going from an offensive perspective, we could play. We always run a lot of ball screens, so we can play ball screen heavy. We can post multiple guys up. We can do a lot of things. And I think as you're building your roster again, getting 9 new guys in the spring, sometimes you got to look at, especially as you're building that class, let's get the most talented players we can to figure out what their skill sets are. And then even more importantly, who's coming back and what are the holes with the guys coming back? And then what talent can we get? And then you try to piece it together. But I think initially, as you build your roster, who are you retaining? What are their skill sets? Then who can you sign early, whether that's the fall or the first start of the spring? And then you get a little bit more strategic. But I do think that the final product, the final roster is very switchable. We can play a lot of different ways. I think we can adjust to whatever the opponent wants to do if we want to do that. I feel really good about that.
No doubt, man. I feel like that's what you want to have is be versatile because sometimes plan A will be not going to work every night. So having going to C, D, and E, or even if you have to, having those options is one of a kind. If you only play one way, then you're screwed. So it's great to have options out on the court each night, depending on what's thrown at you.
No doubt. And for us, we're always going to attack it with 3 defensive ball screen covers, a really aggressive kind of hedge trap, but then a more traditional, like a lateral flat drop coverage, and then the third one being that switch. And so, looking at our bigs, like, can they do those 3 coverages? And some guys are better at 1 or 2 of the coverages than the other. But having a bunch of guys that can do those different modes, it's helped us out a lot. So I do think that we're going to be pretty pliable and able to adjust.
And for your bigs, man, I'll tell you to pull up some Al Horford film on synergy, man. They'll teach your bigs how to guard on ball guarded, man. He does a great job moving his feet, staying in front of causing him to take a tough shot, man. My former Atlanta Hawk buddy, Al Horford, so shout out to him. But I will watch some of that, man, for your bigs.
Nah, he is one of the GOATs, man. Like, you don't stick around the league and play real minutes when you're about 40 years old unless you can do all that stuff. And you're right, Al Horford, man, he's still doing it. Got the championship last year, right? And can do all kinds of stuff. So that's a good one. We actually might need to pull some clips out for the big guys. It's a good call.
It's crazy. Steve, me and him, same age.
Yeah.
We're the same age.
I know. He's still doing it at the highest level.
That's because I pretty much came in with Al Horford in the NBA. Yep. So we're the same age. It's funny. We laugh at all the time how we're the same age and look at you, look at me. It's like, we've been in together, brother. We've been in it for a long time.
No doubt.
Yes, indeed, man. And also, man, I'll ask you this, man. Talk about just how, you guys really looking forward to this non-con schedule you got, man. You got Colorado, Washington State, Texas Tech, Air Force, name a few, man. I know it's hard to schedule games because you all win. So how hard is it for you to schedule these games and being good as you've been? And also, challenge yourself on the road before you get to that Big Sky conference play. Yeah.
Like the blueprint is different for everybody. The blueprint here, I mean, you look at it. One, you got to play some money games, right? You got to pay some bills. So that gets dumped in. And then we have this Big Sky Summer League Challenge. And so you get 1 home, 1 road. And, we're at North Dakota State, who's going to be really good. And we have St. Thomas here, who's really good. And the 2 leagues come together. They determine those matchups. And then we try to get the local teams. So there you go. You got Air Force coming here, which that's a grinder. Now we got a Mountain West team in our gym, which is great, but still it's hard. And then we go to Denver, and we'll flip-flop those the next year. We take a few non-D1s, and then it gets really hard to schedule games. So, like, my buddy at South Dakota State, Eric Henderson, and they've won the Summit 3 or 4 years in a row. They were having a tough time getting games, and so they wanted to do a neutral game in the western side of their state, the West River, South Dakota. So he reached out to me and said, hey, how about we play you guys in Rapid City? And I thought it was a great opportunity because it's a team that's good enough to win our league, and it's a neutral game. Now there will still be more South Dakota State fans there because it's still in the state of South Dakota, but that's kind of the environment we have to win in Boise to win the Big Sky Championship. So, like, let's find a way to replicate that. And, you got Washington State, you're at Cal Baptist. Like, we got a lot of tough games. But I also think 6 home games, 6 road games, 1 neutral game. That's how it ended up, the 13 games. And so for us to be at least equaled out, that's as good of a balance as we're ever going to get. So I do look at it that way. Like, hey, we got 6 home, 6 road, 1 neutral. We'll take that, every time.
That's is an accomplishment in this environment. Hard. No, you definitely won with that one for sure, man.
Yep. Yeah, that's hard. It's just hard. It's hard to get home games. You know, it's hard, especially like part of it too is it's geographical. Like, there's not that many Division I teams in the Western U.S. And so when you put our two leagues together, you know, the Big Sky and the Summit, then like getting a like level team, it's really like us, the Big West, you know, the WAC's in a little different stratosphere now financially. So maybe they're doing money games. So us, the Big West, the WCC is a different stratosphere. Not to say you can't get home and home, but they're doing money games. The Southland, maybe go down to Texas, but there's not 15 conferences out here. There's like three. And so it gets hard, man, to schedule. And I think every team, you know, in our part of the country struggles with that for sure.
No doubt, man. Like, you know, some school in Texas are going to Georgia to play. And I'm like, wow, okay, that's interesting. But it's hard. You have to either just pick, go west or go east if you're in Texas. Kind of, you're in that area where you kind of have to pick your poison.
Yeah, and it gets expensive to fly all the way across the country and this and that. Like, you know, on the East Coast, there's still several leagues that you can pop in a bus and go play someone outside of your league and, you know, an hour or two away. It's a like level team. We just don't have that out here. So you got to be as strategic as you can.
No doubt, man. I commend you for it, brother. I really do. And for you,
Yeah.
man, let me ask you, how's your off season with you and the family, man? I know when you're coaching, you know you don't get much downtime. So how's the season with off season with you and the family, man? Did you do anything fun to kind of decompress
Yeah.
a little bit from this old coaching thing you're doing, man?
I appreciate you asking that. Now, you know, fam's good, man. I've been married 20 years and I got a junior and a sophomore in high school. So I got a junior boy and a sophomore girl. The problem is we don't have much time because our son's competitive basketball guy. So like when I saw you down in Atlanta, he was playing in that thing. And then my daughter's a competitive volleyball player. So you had two club seasons to what we're already doing with the Bears. Our schedule gets packed. But to answer your question, we did for the first time in my life, we snuck away for a little 5-day cruise. It's funny you bring up the hurricane stuff. Like the when we flew out of Miami, or we flew into Miami, and then we went just to a basic cruise in the Bahamas. And so first time I've ever done it. But that whatever the hurricane was that went through Miami, that was the day that Saturday we flew into the hurricane. And we got through it, and we were able to stay in Miami for a night before we went on a cruise. But we all, and I was dumb enough to not get the insurance. And if those flights were canceled, we were toast, man. So we got to it. It was awesome. First time I've done it. Some people are cruise people, some aren't. But I would say I'll do it again for sure if I can.
Love a cruise. Now, Steve says, man, this is gonna blow your mind. I went to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, got on the ferry to the Bahamas
Yeah.
in 2 hours
Yeah.
to Bimini Island. So, man, I'm with you there. And like, you know, I love going on a cruise. I love islands, man, because you know, my mom's Jamaican, so it's right in my blood to be an island dude anyway, because my mom's Jamaican. But man, I love that, man. And I told you in Atlanta, man, my two are 5 and 3. So I ain't quite got there yet,
Yeah,
but
you
I'm
got a different
getting
type of busy. Yeah, you got a different type of busy right now, just trying to get sleep, right?
Man, what you said, but at least my 3-year-old, my boy, he's dribbling the ball now. So I'm happy he's dribbling
Good.
the ball. He
Good.
his hands over the ball. Not up, he's actually over the ball. I'm like, thank
Yeah,
you.
I've learned like in the parenting thing that every phase is just hard, man. Now I got kids that are driving, right? So like that's a different phase. Like now you got a kid behind the wheel and another kid with the driver permit and almost ready to drive, and that's terrifying too. So that every phase, boss man, they're all hard, man. They're all hard, but they're all fun too. So we're trying to just enjoy it. Our kids are out of the house in less than 3 years, and that nest is empty. So we're just trying to have as much fun as we can right now.
And my little one, little James, so funny, Steve, man. We went to Dave and Buster's, right? This
Yeah.
dude crawling up the skee ball machine
That's key ball.
to jump the
Yeah.
ski ball.
I
I'm
love it.
like, dude, you can't do that. He said, I want to win. I said, that's not how you win.
Yeah.
Dude crawled up there. What the
That's funny. That's pretty good.
like, hey, this dude cracking me up. I said, I you're truly my son. If somebody would do that with your age, you're
Right,
truly my
right.
son.
Finding ways to win, man. Finding ways to win. That's
You
all.
got
That's what
that
we're
right,
trying to
man.
do.
Yes, sir. Well, man, Steve, it's good to see you in Atlanta, man. I hope we talk again in March. We go to the big dance, man. I hope you win in Boise. Hope we had that talk that week for the Selection Sunday, man. We can celebrate together, man, and know that you came a long way in your journey, brother.
No, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on. I always appreciate it. It's always good to catch up. And like I said, hopefully we get it done, find some way to get out to March Madness and enjoy that. It's difficult and it's a really good league, man. But all we can do is put ourselves in the best position and then go out there and see if we can get it done. That's the goal.
No doubt, folks. Steve Smiley on the Boss Man Show.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on BS3Network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King. We'll be right back.